Today is the 4th of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So if you are living abroad, specifically in the country of the United States of America, I want to wish you a happy independence. Today is your Independence Day, so I pray that you be merry and you eat all the food that you possibly can. You enjoy your holiday. I know you guys love to do a good barbecue over there, so I am slightly jealous of the food that will be coming out today. If you can send me some in the post, that will be so appreciated. But with all that said, we are going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left of yesterday, and family, our verse of the day comes from 2 Chronicles 7 to 14, and it says this: If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And so, loving Father, earnestly we seek your presence now. Please forgive us for our sin. Yes, Lord. Please use us to be an influence for good in our time. Most of all, Father, please move to bring revival and healing to our time, our people and our land. We desperately need your guidance, blessing and character in our government and among our people. In Jesus' name. So I know I say this a lot, but if this is your first time listening to Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. We welcome you with open arms. We truly do love you. And so we want you to experience God. We are here for nothing else but to experience God and to rebuild our relationship with Christ. So that's what we're going to do right now. So for the next 13 minutes, you know, when I started Heart of Worship, I was unfazed about how many people would be listening to this and how many people would be tuning in or how many downloads would be taking place. My desire was that when people would be ready, there is a tool ready for them to take their worship and their connection with God to the next level. And God has blown me away with what he's doing with Heart of Worship. And so even if one person listens to this, even if 10 people listen to this, my desire for you guys is that you truly experience God in a new way, and that you experience God in an unusual way, because truth be told, there are days where I don't want to wake up and do this. There are days where I just want to lay in my bed. But then I remember why God set this assignment in the first place. And I remember you guys, and I remember the blessing that this is being to people all over the world. And there are days where I cry because I think, God, how are you using little old me, a girl from Hertfordshire in the UK, sitting in her living room recording this? My prayer has always been that, Lord, let my gifting produce fruit that will please you. And so I just really want to take this time to appreciate you for going on this journey with me, and going on this journey with God, and allowing God to hold your hand, and allowing him to show you more of him, and allowing him to come into your hearts and your homes and your lives, and understanding that he doesn't require you to be a 24-hour prayer warrior, but he just wants a part of your day just to be for him in you. And so that's what I want for you right now. Lord, I give you my heart. I keep you my soul. I every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for breath that I take, and every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you, Lord, I give you my heart. Yeah. Lord, I give you my soul. Mandarabasiki. Lord, Lord, for every breath that I take, and every moment I'm awake, yeah, Lord, have your way in me. The Bible says in John 4 verse 24, it says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's okay to ask him to teach you how to worship in spirit and in truth. It's okay. When you understand who God is, when you strip everything away and you take it back to basics, you will understand what it is to worship God in spirit and in truth, because God is spirit and his word is truth. The earth is filled with his glory.
We sing, worthy is the Lord, God Almighty, for the earth is filled with His glory. Worthy is the Lord, God Almighty. Worthy is the Lord, God Almighty. Mandara Basiki. The earth is filled, with His glory. Sing, worthy is the Lord, God Almighty. For the earth is filled, with Your glory. The earth is filled with Your glory. The earth is filled with Your glory. With Your glory, God. Yes, the earth is filled with Your glory, God.
And so 1 Corinthians 14:25 says, and thus the secrets of his hearts are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to report that God is truly among you. The secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you, amongst us, here and now. I just want this moment to be about you and God. So our declaration of the day says this: I declare that God is bringing about new seasons of growth. I will not get stagnant and hold on to the old. I will be open to change, knowing that God has something better in front of me. New doors of opportunity, new relationships, and new levels of favor are in my future. This is my declaration. Oh, how we praise and thank you, Father, that you are a God who is mighty in strength and who fully understands the frailties and fears that we face in our daily lives. And so we come to you to ask for your abundant grace and never-failing strength. so that we may face life's difficulty with confidence, knowing that your grace is sufficient to deal with every eventuality, for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. How we praise you that your good purposes towards your children never change. Thank you that you have promised to finish a good work in us and to carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. To your praise and glory, Father, we ask that you give us your grace and strength. We pray, Father God, that we have that so that we can face all issues that we may encounter today with a heart that is willing to pray. Father, thy will, not mine, be done. Help us to be a living sacrifice unto you, which we know can only be achieved as we die to self daily and live moment by moment for Christ, to whom be all praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. So, once again, welcome to the Heart of Worship podcast or family. We are here literally every day. So every day a podcast comes out and we get to worship God together. And I really, truly do love doing these. And so thank you for trusting me with your mornings or afternoons or evenings. And I really appreciate it. I pray that I get to meet every single one of you one day who is listening to this podcast. But a few things that are coming up. So we continue with our Heart of Declaration, which will be 6 a.m. going live on Instagram and Facebook. Registration for Mothers and Worship is now taking place, and so that will be taking place on the 4th of August. I am looking forward to networking and building relationship with the mothers here on Heart of Worship. So let's do this. Let's come out in our numbers and really worship God together, really learn from each other and really love on each other, because we are doing a great job. And as a new mother, it's nice to meet other new mothers and nice to meet mothers who are way ahead of me, who I can get advice from and who I can learn from. So I am so looking forward to this. But until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.